Welcome to the Pet Pawcast for pet parents, pet lovers, and it's all about pets. I'm Lauren, a certified professional pet sitter and pet owner. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show. Hello, and welcome to the Pet Pawcast, episode 41. I'm your host, Lauren, and today we are going to talk about some of the best spring break pet-friendly destinations. While some people like to travel without their pets, there are just as many who like to tailor their trips to include their four-legged members of their family. Spring break typically is the first sign of warmer weather, at least in the Midwest, and can be the perfect time to get out and go with the whole family. These vacation destinations are known for spoiling pets and their people. Warning, your bucket list is about to get a whole lot longer. Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. We will start our journey in Canada. This will be the only place outside of the United States we talk about. Victoria, British Columbia has an amazing off-leash green spaces and pet-friendly accommodations that will check all the boxes for your pup. The city has a Paws in Park program, which dedicates 12 parks in the city dedicated solely to off-leash activities. Just blocks away from Victoria's downtown, Dallas Road offers a trail and beach fun for your pup with the backdrop of an amazing ocean and mountain views. Local hotspot Clover Point is a great place to walk with your four-legged best friend. Along the scenic Marine Drive, you can catch views of Mount Baker while your dog navigates the rocky terrain, and you may even meet many other four-legged friends enjoying the space. Essex, Vermont. Vermont is a great vacation destination any time of the year, but in the spring and all the blooming trees, it is breathtaking. The Essex Resort and Spa is the best spot to stay at and pamper your pup. They have a pet-friendly R&ARF, I love puns, package that includes an interactive doggy treat cooking class for owners. The ultimate lodging package for guests and their number one travel companions. R&ARF features a two-night stay, the cooking class, a two-course room service dinner for two adults and one pet. Passes to the 575-acre community park at Indian Brook Reservoir for a self-guided hike and a keepsake collapsible water bowl and toy for your pup to take home. Chandelier Mountain, New York. The Arnold House is one of the best country escapes for guests and their pets, especially those who enjoy outdoor activities. Specific pet amenities include house-made dog treats, customized dog tags with Arnold House contact information, dog beds, and much more. There are hundreds of nearby hiking trails, swimming, boating, fishing activities, and humans and four-legged guests can explore during the day and return to the inn at night. Smoky Mountains, Bryson, North Carolina. If you want to visit the Smoky Mountains, Hidden Creek Cabins has over 50 dog-friendly mountain cabins. Even better, they have no weight limit and no breed limit and no number of dog limit. So it's perfect for the large family that has trouble finding a place to vacation. You can enjoy all the mountain trails you can squeeze into your vacation, as well as a cozy fire in the evenings.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Matt, lead trainer at Dogs Can Do Academy. Do you need training for your canine companion? At Dogs Can Do Academy, we offer both obedience and behavioral training. We can help address everything from basic commands like sit, stay, and recall to behavioral issues like jumping, mouthing, leash reactivity, separation anxiety, aggression issues, and much more. Dogs Can Do emphasizes a relationship-based approach to training to help your pup feel safe and secure. Email me today at candocaninemc@gmail.com to schedule a free phone consultation and to become part of the Can Do culture.
Telluride, Colorado. This town is truly for dogs. They have more dogs than people per capita. Visitors can take advantage of all kinds of activities that are dog friendly, from hiking to dog friendly gondolas to get around town. Dogs are welcome at most of the inns and hotels and on the local shuttle bus, the Galloping Goose. They not only have dog-friendly restaurants, but they have convenient two-house puppy parking spots located in front of the town's restaurants and shops. Sedona, Arizona. If the Southwest is more your speed, check out Sedona. Sedona is known for its stunning red rocks and outdoor adventures for those on two or four legs. Surrounded by over 1 million acres of natural forest land, Sedona offers endless trails for hiking for all skill levels, with dogs allowed on most trails. You have plenty of choices of restaurants, with more than a dozen being pet-friendly, and the Hilton Sedona Resort and Spa allows dogs up to 75 pounds to stay in their two-room suites. San Francisco, California. San Francisco is a big tourist spot, so if your dogs love city life, this is the vacation spot for them. The W Hotel welcomes dogs, and even cats, to their property through its PAW program, Pets Are Welcome. The hotel will provide your pet's stay with dog walking services, grooming services, and specialty pet stores. Your pet will get a gift basket upon check-in and will be met with a dog bed, food and water bowls with a mat, a door sign, and even a treat on their bed with the turndown service. San Juan Islands, Washington. These islands have been rated one of the top tourist destinations for people, and it should be for dogs too. Leashed dogs have tons of trails to take their owners hiking, with several off-leash dog parks and beaches to allow them some freedom to sniff and roam. Doggy water fountains, dog-friendly dining, a pet wellness center, and over 50 dog-friendly lodging choices are just some of the reasons the islands are a dog heaven. Small dogs are allowed into the Whale Museum, and many of the shops are dog-friendly and have water bowls outside for your thirsty pups. Be sure to go to the Lavender Farm and get your furry best friend some homemade lavender dog treats. We hope these ideas spark the desire to travel with your pet. However, we know that is not always the best option. So, I have to say it. If you are unable to travel with your pet, please consider hiring a local professional pet sitter to care for them while you are away. Thank you again for joining us for another episode of the Pet Podcast. We hope you have a pawrific day.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Pet Podcast. Please subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. This helps us reach pet parents and pet lovers such as yourself. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Pet Podcast. If you have any questions you'd like answered or ideas for topics you'd like to hear about, send us a message through social media or send an email to podcast@petpodcast.com. See you next time.